Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, all across the world. Welcome to Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Tonight, we have a rebroadcast of Elder Samuel Hembrick on Straight to the Point tonight. So thank you so much for joining us, those around the world. I just want to let you know, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn, the moderator for the network. We are having a rebroadcast tonight of our host, Elder Samuel Hembrick, a previous program, previous word of the Lord. God bless you. Enjoy the time. Take care now. Thank you so much for being a part of Straight to the Point. Prophets, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Bye-bye. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to another time on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Tonight's wonderful, wonderful host tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is Elder Samuel Hembrick. He'll be coming up shortly. But before we get started, we got to give the Creator God his props tonight. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. God is so good to us, folks. That's what this is all about. It's all about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit tonight. God bless you. Let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise again. He's so good. He's so good. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, guys, if you're listening live right now or listening on the internet, hey, that number to call in tonight to listen in to be a part of it. If you have a prayer request or even a great, great testimonial or comment tonight with the elder here tonight, you can type in that number. That number is 347-843-4559. We'd love for you to share this out too tonight. Share this out on your network, guys, tonight as well. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number right now. This is live with Elder tonight. The number again, 347-843-4559. Hey, we got another song coming up, guys, and I hope they picked all the right songs there for Elder tonight. So we thank God for you. We praise God, and we'll be back shortly, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Elder Samuel Hembrick. He'll be coming up right after this song, guys.
And today is a new day. It's a new day. Sometimes God allows us to hit rock bottom so he can show us he's the rock at the bottom. Yeah. And I want you to know that when you get down so low, it's because something out of the darkness is rising up higher, higher, stronger, better. Because when you have victory, you understand that the pain was part of the plan to make you greater. You understand that the circumstances were the weight that you kept lifting every day. And today is a new day. look at you. Hallelujah.
Gentlemen all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Our wonderful host tonight is Elder Samuel Hembrick. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get a whole glory and a hand clap of praise tonight as we get ready to get started. And thank you so much for being with us tonight. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. We trust you had a great day today. It's going to get even greater because I know Brother Hembrick's going to bring the word of God. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we get ready to open up his mic right now. Y'all, thank the Lord for another opportunity to be here on Straight to the Point. Elder, thank you so much for being with us.
Amen. 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 You know, today is a new day. Today is a new day. You know, God is good and he's so worthy to be praised. He give us this day to praise him. It's a new day. It's not yesterday. It's not tomorrow. But today is a new day. And we give God the praises and we give God honor today. God is so good and so worthy to be praised. As I want to give worship and honor to God, especially in my life, to Elder Barnes, who's the host of tonight, who's one that operates Men Let's Talk Radio, and I'm so thankful for him, for his courtesy, for his being there and doing what he needs to do. But thank God for that. We want to thank God for Dr. Dolores T. Henderson for allowing me to be on this air tonight on every second Monday of each month. Thank God for that. At 8 o'clock. Let's talk radio. You know, God is just so good and so worthy to be praised. I want to give honor to my wife since she's not in her absence right now. And I just thank God for her and ask that you continue to pray for her and just allow God to give her the strength to move around. She's moving around a lot better these days than she ever had been. So I give God the glory for that. I'm not going to be with you too long tonight. I don't believe. I don't know for sure. I have to see what the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit sees me. But I do know God is good and he's so worthy to be praised. I am Elder Samuel Hembrick, and I give God the glory. I give God praises for all that he's done. And give him and ask him to continue to give me strength. Give me faith. Tonight, I'll be coming out of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. I'll be coming out of verses, reading from 1, verse 1 through 6 tonight. And it talks about what is faith. Faith is the continuous assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. Through the evidence of things we cannot see, God gave his approval to the people in the days of old because of their faith. It's so important, my brothers and sisters, that we have faith. If we have faith, faith can take us a mighty long way. We can move mountains. Verse 3 says, by faith we understood that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that we now see did not come from anything that we can't see. Verse 4 says, it was by faith that Abe brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. God accepted Cain's offering to show that he was a righteous man. And although Abe long dead, he still speaks to us because of his faith. See, faith is, my brothers and sisters, faith is just so it's so important that we have faith. Verse 5 said, it was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. Suddenly he disappeared because God took him. Before he was taken up, he was approved and pleasing. It was approved as pleasing to God. So you see, it is impossible to please God. It is possible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that there is a God, and they that reward him must seriously seek him. Use for subject tonight, hope and faith. Is there anyone, faith the Bible talked about, faith is the confidence of assurance that what we hope for it is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. See, how can we be confident that something we want is going to happen especially if all of our hopes have been dashed, has been thrown aside? We have no hope. We forgot about the hope. We forgot about the love of Christ. We don't have any hope. We don't have any hope that we're going to get well. We don't have any hope that we're going to get off of drugs and alcohol. We don't have any hope that our financial situation is going to be better. We don't have any hope that our marriage is going to be better. We don't have any hope that our children are going to be more better than they are. We don't have any hope. We lost our hope, my brothers and sisters. We lost our hope because we lost our faith in God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. See, we have to have the hope. We have to have hope. We have to have hope because hope and faith go together. Hope. It says hope is the evidence of things. You have to have confidence, assurance. And the King James Version says hope is evidence. But we have to have faith, praise God, we got to have the insurance in God to know that God is going to work our situation out. Praise be him. You know, God is worthy to be praised. And I do give God glory, and I do give God honor tonight because of his worthiness, because of his loyalty to us, because of his loyalty to you and I, because of his loyalty to what he does for us, because of his loyalty he saved us, because of his loyalty he died on the cross for us, because of his loyalty we live today, because he lives. He lives within us. And I do give God praises, and I do give God honor today. The Bible tells us that the key in the nature of the higher power, who looks to. We are told that anyone who wants to come to him must believe that he is God and that he rewards them who seriously seek him. That's found in verse 6, Hebrews verse 6, 11, 6. For he that seeks him, so you have to really seek God. You have to really have the assurance that God is there. And you have to really have the assurance that you believe God is there for you. God is going to be with you through thick and thin. You have to have that assurance. You have to have that positiveness. You got to have that loyalty. You got to have faith in God. You got to know God for yourself. It's so important. In today's life, there's so many things going on here today that we don't have faith in God. We don't have faith in God because we're doing so many other things, each other, killing each other. We can't even have a good time without somebody drawing a gun and shooting their neighbor. God said, love thy neighbor as thyself. He didn't say, go around shooting your neighbor. How can we have faith in God when we're doing these things? We're doing all these foolish and reckless things. We don't have faith in God. We say we have faith, Yeah, we go to church every Sunday, but we say we have first. But as soon as you get out that church building, you go there and you praise God. But as soon as you leave out the front door, it's a different story. You got to keep that faith in God no matter where you are, whether you're in church, whether you're on your job, whether you're talking to somebody, whether you got to have faith in your marriage, you got to have faith in your relationship, you got to have faith that you're going to get rid of that addiction, that drug addiction, that alcohol addiction, that gambling addiction. You got to have faith that, you know, God is going to work all that out. You don't need to do all of that. God said, I got it. But you got to have faith in him and believe in him. You got to believe that he died on the cross for you and died on the cross for me. You got to have faith. You got to give faith. The songwriter said, give me faith. Give me faith. God was nailed to the cross. And he came down and he rose on the third day with all power in his hand. But while he was up on that cross, all the suffering he took for us, he took the beatings, the thorns, the pins in his side, and nails in his hand, nails in his feet. God took all that for us. God took all that for us because he wanted to give us, to show us that we need to have that insurance. God wanted to give us insurance and believe that whatever he say he's going to do. Hallelujah. God is so good and just so, you know, worthy to be praised tonight. And I just give God praise. I just give God honor tonight. I just give God glory tonight because my father is so good. My father is so good. My father has been better to me than I've been to myself. I was a wretch undone, not knowing where I was going, not knowing where I was coming from, not knowing where I was coming from. Or how to get there. Didn't know anything. Didn't know my right from my left. Turned all around. God turned me around and placed my feet on solid ground because I had the faith and the hope in God that I know what he said, that if you stop doing what you're doing, that I'm going to keep you. I'm going to make everything right for you. Praise God. I ain't saying it's going to come in one day, but God said if you just keep your faith, keep the faith the size of a mustard seed. Praise him. Keep the faith that you will endure the race. You will win the race. You will win the race. You will carry it through. You will make a way for your family. You will make a way in life. You will have a better and a higher paying job. You will have a praise God. Praise him. Glory to his holy name. If we see God as one who is reaching out to help us, we will be more eager to look for him. See, we got to be eager to look for God. God is there, but we're not looking hard enough for him. He's right there. But instead of us going in the straight path, we going either to the right or to the left. But God said we got to go on that straight and narrow path. We can't turn to the right. We can't turn to the left. No matter what's going on the left, you can't turn over there. No matter what's going on the right, you can't turn over there. You got to keep that straight and narrow path because that's the only way you're going to be able to follow Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hey, glory to his holy name. Say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man get to the Father except by me. See, you got to stay on that right path. You got to be reaching out for God. You got to reach out for him and grab him. He's there. You got to grab him. Say, no, God, come on. You can't leave me now. I need you. I need you for this situation. I'm in a bind over here. My bills are back. Okay, I need you right here, God. I need you. My marriage is not going good. But Father, I need you because my children are out gangbanging. And God, I need you to bring them all home. But you got to have faith. You got to have faith. You got to have faith, my brothers and sisters. It's so important that we have faith and that we love one another. We got to love one another. We got to care for one another. We got to... My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that's our problem. We don't love one another like we supposed to. We don't love us as sisters and brothers. We don't even really love ourselves. Because we're doing too many foolish things. We're not paying attention. We listen, but we're not paying attention. We're not hearing. We're not hearing God's voice. That's still small voice. We're not hearing it because we're doing what we want to do. We don't have faith. We don't have hope. We don't have love. The only thing we want to do is just to hurt somebody else. You don't go around hurting people's feelings, shooting people. You don't do all that. How can you love? How can you love someone when you're going to shoot them? It's your neighbor. Or your kids out there with guns. The guns are festered in the streets these days. Anywhere you turn, you can get a gun anywhere. But we got to have faith in God so that we can get rid of all these guns that are out in the street. That, you know, they're just out there. They're just anywhere. Anybody can get a gun. But we got to keep faith in God, not the government. We got to keep faith. We got to know God for ourselves. We got to trust and believe God. And every time we think we want to pick up a gun or any other kind of weapon to hurt somebody, think about it. Think about it. They had these bandits out one time, arm breaking, say, what would Jesus do? We lost our faith, my brothers and sisters. Our joy. We lost our peace. We lost our understanding. We don't have that anymore. We lost it. We got to get it back. We got to get back. The Bible might say, get right, church, and let's go home. We got to get right. We can't go home to God with all this foolishness going on. All this stuff is going on. All this stuff we're doing to each other, hurting one each other, fighting each other, killing each other, calling names because you're not my color, you this and you that. You're not my color because you can't, I'm better than you because I'm this color. I'm yellow and you green. We can't do that, my brothers and sisters. We got to keep the faith in God. We got to show our faith in God. We got to show our hope in God. We got to believe in God. We got to trust in God. Hallelujah. God is good. And then Mark the 9th chapter, verses 22 to 24, it was a man came to Jesus and asking him to help his young son who was afflicted by demons. He was afflicted by demons. Our young people, my God, our young people, our old people, see, we got to, praise God, we got to get our people of age, we got to get to our young people. Our parents, we got to settle down to our children. Get our children right. Get our children straight. Get them before they get out of the street. When they get out of the street, it's trouble. Get them, tell them about Jesus before they get out of the street. So if they get out of the street and they do things that are not supposed to be done, then they have to make a say, well, I got a Savior. I got a man that I can talk to. I got Jesus. I got my high power. I got Jesus. I can sit back and talk to Jesus and tell him all about it. The old saints used to say, take it to the altar and leave it there. Pray about it. We got to pray with our children. We got to take time. I know we busy as bees. We always got something to do. But we got to take time out with our children when we come home from work. Or all the spare time we have, get that young child, get him at a young age before he gets into the teenagers, get him or her and sit them down and talk. Talk about what's going on out there in the world. Talk about them about the Bible. Read a scripture to them. Read Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Read this to them. Read Hebrews. the first chapter, 11th chapter. Read it. We got to read it. But God is good and so worthy to be praised, but we got to keep the faith. We got to keep the faith, my brothers and sisters. If we don't, praise God, if we don't, hallelujah, glory to God, if we don't, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, tonight, I'm coming from step two of the 12th of this covenant book I have. And the step two, and it says, wait a minute. It said, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. See, right now we're doing all kinds of foolish things. We got to come together. The young people, the adults, we got to come together. We got to come together in love. You know, we got to show love. I was at my grandson's birthday party on Saturday. I saw nothing but faith there. I saw nothing but love there. I saw nothing but hope there. I seen young boys that I remember when they were younger and how they grown up, got married, got children, living good, got nice houses, got good jobs. See, that's the kind of stuff that we need to do. See, we got to go back to that old time religion. See, we got to go back to that old time. We got to sit down and talk to our kids. We got to take them to Bible study. We can have Bible study at our home. If school's closing now, we can have a vacation Bible school at our home. Get your kids together and sit down and go down to the basement or go in the front room, wherever you want to go, and sit down and read the Bible and talk to them about the Bible and ask them what they got out of it. See, that's going to help. We got to do that. We got to keep the faith, my brothers and sisters. We got to keep the faith. The man came to Jesus and asked him to help his young son who was afflicted by demons. He had sores all on him, you know, and everything. He was just, you know, needles all his arms all big and everything, legs all big, feet all big. But he said to Jesus, have mercy on us and help us. Do something if you can. And this is what Jesus said. What do you mean, if I can? If you only believe the Father, you only believe the Father said, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. See, that's why, praise God, that's why we have to go keep the faith. We have to read the Bible. We have to study to show ourselves approved. We have to study this word. You know, and God is really, truly good. And we give God the praise tonight, and I just want to thank you tonight and give God the glory. I thank you for this time. I'm done, Elder. You can open the phones now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Elder. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point. The Father, Dr. Dolores D. Henderson, our wonderful host tonight is Elder Samuel Hembrick, bringing the words, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. I hope y'all was taking some notes. I'm getting ready to go to the lines here a little bit, Elder. I took some notes while you was talking, too, and we're just excited about the things he mentioned. You're right. At a point, folks, you really have to get mad. I really think, folks, I don't know if we're mad enough as believers yet or not, but this stuff, this evil stuff got to stop. This is ridiculous, man. Like you said, Elder, killing each other and having folks breaking in people's homes and cars and just violating your privacy and without permission, you know, just violating, just amazing. So this evil deeds must stop, ladies and gentlemen. So we got to continue to pray. We got to continue to pray. I want you all to pray with your eyes open, too, when you pray. Right, Elder? We got to pray with our eyes open these days. And as we go about, so pray, but pray with your eyes open so the Spirit of the Lord can lead you and guide you, and the angels help us out as needed. Yeah. Also, too, guys, we got to start thinking about others. That's what Elder was talking about, folks. We got to consider thinking about others. It starts with me.
Amen.
We got to think about others. Always, Amen. Guys. Always. I'm thinking about me right now. Also, too, we got to voice activate, guys. We got to voice activate the Word of God each and every day. Don't just think it and know it. Voice activate it. Let the devil know. Let the enemy know. Let the situation know. Yes. You are not in charge. In Jesus' name. Amen. So you got to voice activate our faith, guys. You got to do that. And keep your eyes on the prize, folks. Keep your eyes on the prize. This is nothing new to Jesus. Nothing new to the Spirit of God. Nothing new to the Father, folks. All you got to do is keep your eyes on the prize. That's what Jesus did. He kept his eyes on the Father. The Father's will, folks, always. Isn't that powerful when you think about that, man? All that Jesus went through for us, he kept his eyes on the prize. Yes. Never got distracted. Amazing. So thank God for Jesus. As a matter of fact, let's get the Lord a handcuff of praise before I go to the phone lines here. Y'all give God a handcuff of praise if you can right now. Where you at? Amen. Let's go to the phone lines, y'all. We're going to the phone lines right now. Thank you so much for being with us today. Hey, I want to bring in Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, you're on with Elder Hembray. God bless you, sister. I know Sister Sarah is fired up tonight. I know she is.
Amen.
Yes, yes. It's been a while, but I thank the Lord for each and every one of you on the line. And
Amen.
I just, the message is so powerful. I mean, just powerful. Praying for everyone. Yes, yes. Praying for everyone that has gone through, everyone that has issues, but it's nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
Amen.
It's nothing too hard for God. And we all are sinners and fall short of the glory of God. But I tell you, it's nothing too hard. And he's full of forgiveness and full of love.
Yes.
And so don't ever doubt God. And his love, and don't ever think that the Lord is not full of forgiveness, and he's willing to bring you back into the throne of grace, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Sarah. Amen. Sister Sarah, how's your daughter doing?
Doing well. She's actually finished up her program. And she's on her way to doing different interviews with her medical assistant, and I'm thankful that she is, and thankful to the glory of God.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. We want to say a prayer for Sarah, her daughter. Father God, we just come before you tonight, Father God, to thank Sister Sarah, Father God. Thank you for her daughter that's doing this. Continue to give her the strength. Continue to give her the faith. Continue to give her the hope. Continue to give her love. To show her that you are there with her at all times, Father God, and that you'll never leave her nor forsake her, God. God, we just thank you for Sister Sarah and her daughter and her family, God. We ask that you bless them continuously. Lead them not into temptation, but deliver them from all evil, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for them. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody. Have a blessed night in the Lord.
Amen. Have a great week. Have a great week, Sister Sarah. God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel Hembrick. We're at the lines now. We're going to go to a wonderful person on the network, Dr. Smallwood. Dr. Smallwood, you're on with Elder. How you doing, sis? God bless you tonight. God bless you.
Good evening, Dr. Vaughn. How are you doing?
You're fired up.
I'm telling you, that line should be a room for no one else to call in, because everyone needed to hear that word.
Yes.
We are far from where we're supposed to be in Christ. The people act like they have lost their mind.
Jesus.
Yes.
It's just like insanity. I mean, no love, no honor for God and man either. Just nobody matters. It's me, mine, I, and I want it right now. And if I have to kill you to get it, then so be it. Your life means nothing. But what about God, the God of creation, that gave that man that life, and you don't have the right to take it? But God is a forgiving God. Even in spite of all of that, God is still saying, you can repent, and I'll take you back, and I'll show you a better way. But some of us have so much pride, and we are so caught up with the things of the world because our eyes are so, is everywhere but where it's supposed to be. We won't get in the Word and study the Word, so we will know right from wrong, from wrong, and we won't listen to the man or woman of God. We won't. I said, because they say, well, they don't know what they're talking about. They're a man. I'm a man or woman just like they are. I put on my pants the same way. Well, the gospel is not about how you put your pants on. So nobody care about that. It's a better way of living, and it's a righteous lifestyle. It's a style to try to make it into heaven and to follow peace with all men and to honor and respect each other, to honor ourselves, and most of all, to honor God and the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us.
That's it.
We got to come back. We got to come back.
Yes, we do.
I'm telling you, Elder Hembrick, you hit it. We got to come back to the old landmark. We got to come back to our first love. We got to come back. We got to come back. The body as a whole, I know it's a stench to God's nostrils. Everybody's not doing it, but it's so many doing it. It still makes the whole body looks bad because they don't talk about the ones that are doing the good. They talk about the ones that is so much mess going on in. And don't think that it don't affect. It affects every preacher, everyone trying to live for God. But you're not. Whatever you're doing for the kingdom, all that negativity, then everybody starts to look at the church as the worst place in the world. It's not about the church. It's about your life and your relationship with God.
That's right.
I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God for this word tonight. I thank God for you, Dr. Vaughn. I just love to hear your voice. I just like the upbeat that you say. You're so upbeat. I said, Lord, I wish I had that energy. But God is good.
God is good.
He's just a wonderful God. Complaining, we need to be thanking God.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you all on tonight, and I'm so glad. I was running for that number. I said, Dr. Vaughn always sent me the number. He didn't send me the number. I had to go back to your page, and I just started searching, running down there trying to find it.
Amen.
But I'm thankful to God I got on in time that I can hear the word.
Yeah, amen. Well, we certainly want to thank you, Dr. Smallwood, for coming on tonight. We always love to hear you the words of knowledge. It's always good to hear such a wonderful person of God, a woman of God. We really appreciate it, and we always welcome you to come on. Anytime you get the opportunity, just come right on and just come right on in. God is so, and so worthy to be praised. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Smallwood, for your awesome words. God bless you. Stay focused. Just saying the love of the Lord. Amen, as my mom used to say. Amen. Elder, back to you, sir.
Amen. Amen. You know, we thank God. We had two people on tonight. We know that many are listening, and many will probably come back later on and listen to it at another hour, another time. But you know what? The subject tonight, I want to reiterate this, is hope and faith. And we have to have the hope, and we have to have hope and faith to know that faith is going to work. Faith without work is dead. But we got to have the hope. So we got to have this hope. We have the hope. H-O-P-E, hope. Let me spell that again. Capital H-O-P-E, hope.
Mm-hmm.
We have the hope. And we got hope, then we got it going on. But see, we can't have hope when we're not listening. See, all we have is what we want. I want this now. That now. I want them new Jordans. I want that new Gucci. I want that new that new trench coat. I want that new shark skin suit. Or I want them new gaiters. It's more, but it's not what you want. It's you got to have hope first so you can even get to all those things. You got to have hope and faith in God, because God said he will provide for you.
Yep.
Hallelujah. God said he will, and you know, and if you praise God, glory be to God tonight. I'm just so thankful tonight and so fired up, because at the time I talk about the word of God, I give a fight. I give a fight.
I love to talk to
my people about God, because God is so true.
Yeah.
And I know I've been through things in life. I'm older now, but I've been through, and I'm still going through. But I have faith in God. And that's what I'm asking my brothers and sisters tonight. Have faith in God. Have hope in Him, because you believe in Him.
Yes.
My God, you believe in Him. And it's so important that we believe in God all over the land. These United States, all over the world, we got to have hope. We got to stop all of this foolishness we're doing, my brothers and sisters. We're doing a lot of foolishness, a lot of things that are not of God. We are doing it because I know they're putting it out there, and I know what you're thinking. Well, Elder, we ain't doing it. No, we ain't doing it, but we're using it. We're not putting them out there. We're using what they're putting out there for us. But we got to think twice, my brothers and sisters. We got to think twice, and we got to get our life together. We got to obey the word of God. We got to obey God. We got to get in God. You have to pray. Ask God to help you. Ask God to lead you. You don't have a church home. Ask God to lead you to where He wants you to go. Maybe you might want to do a home ministry. Maybe do something in your home. You pray in your home, or you do telephone calls. Maybe do that. Maybe that might be a ministry. But whatever, God, you ask God for what you want, or ask God to direct and order your footsteps. And then we can change this thing. Only us can change it. Only us can change it. Nobody can change it, but we got to change this thing ourselves.
Amen.
Just take the facts. They ain't trying to help us. We got to do this thing ourselves. We got to do it ourselves. And I just want to give God honor tonight and give God praises for all He's done. And I want to thank you, Elder, for being there tonight, being on the line, as usual, you always did, to support, and I appreciate your support. I think, like I said, I thank Dr. Henderson
for her
every second Monday, and I'm thankful for that. And like I'll be doing these steps, the 12 steps, and I'll be doing them every time I come over. Today I just did the second step, and next week, next time I come over, I'll be doing the third step. Just going step by step, because it's basic. See, we got to get back to the basics.
Yes, sir.
Because we're losing it. We don't got too high and mighty. You know, we got to grab it. We got to have it right now. It's a right down thing. But you know, we got to get back to the basics.
Yes,
God,
sir.
Be the glory tonight. I thank God tonight. I thank God for everything. Thank God for my wife. Thank God. I'm just telling you, I'm just thanking God for everybody.
That's right. Amen.
God is just so worthy to be praised. Okay, I'm done, Elder.
All right. Thank you so much, Elder Hembrick. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, the voice of Elder Samuel Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. What a powerful word tonight. And bottom line, guys, y'all stop playing with the Lord. Come on now, y'all out there. Y'all stop playing with God's word. Y'all need to exercise the word. Come on now. Amen. I'm talking to me too, Elder. I'm talking to me too. So you guys stop playing around. Take charge. You guys stop letting the enemy take over. He's not even in charge. God did everything. Jesus did everything. Holy Spirit does everything for us. So we have the power in Jesus' name. We have it. We have it, Elvis.
Yeah. We have the power. That's right.
Amen. We have the power in Jesus' name. Yeah, God said, it is finished. Jesus did everything he's supposed to do. He's now sitting at the right hand of the Father waiting for us to do our thing. Now, he said, y'all got it. Y'all got it now in my name. I love it.
Yeah.
Praise
yeah.
the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Dr. Smallwood, we love you so much, and we thank God for Sarah and her family.
Yeah.
And we just love y'all.
Yeah.
And we know. We know too much now, folks, to turn back, right? Sister Smallwood, I know you're listening. But we know too much to fall back now. We ain't falling back. We ain't even thinking about going back. Well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Elder tonight. And we want you guys to share this out. If you need help doing that, let me know. Share this out, guys, if you never know. But the word goes forth. Regardless, it goes forth. When Elder puts it out there, it is now activated in the world. And we use the technology to do that. So you never know who will receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I'm sure a few people on the planet just did tonight, as the Elder was sharing. So we thank God for those souls coming in tonight. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Well, Elder, thank you so much for your time tonight. We're going to leave the wonderful people with a song tonight titled from Charles Jenkins, These Are the Days of Elijah. And we want you guys to just enjoy the upbeat music because God's in control. I remember one lady in Atlanta, Elder, Lisa, used to say, the devil don't like it, but he ain't in charge. So what's the point?
That's the real deal.
Yeah, we don't even care if he likes it or not. Don't even matter if he likes it because he ain't in charge of nothing.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, to give love to the wife, give her a hug and kiss when you see her again. Give her a hug and kiss for us, please, from Atlanta, Georgia. All right. Appreciate you so much. God bless you. Amen. We'll see you next time. Hey, folks, this has been Straight to the Point. Enjoy the song. And we thank God for Prophetess Dolores T. Henderson. Bless her and her family as well and everybody listening. Y'all take care. Y'all be excited about the Lord. And we just thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye now.
Come on like this, everybody. These are the days of Elijah. Preparing the word of the Lord. Oh, yeah. And these are the days of his servant. Moses, righteousness being restored. Somebody help me say it. These are the days of your harvest. Anybody receive that? The fields are awash in the world. Yeah. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Everybody say.
There's no time like
come on, say.
want you to say, there's no God like you. Come on, say. Everybody say.
This has been Straight to the Point. The prophet is Dr. Dolores D. Henderson, tonight's wonderful host tonight, and the word coming from Elder Samuel Hembrick. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's leave you with this, guys. Hey, remember to always out love, out serve, and out forgive each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. Have a great rest of the evening and have an awesome and productive week. Praise the Lord. See you.